Like I said earlier, our conversation this morning is about connecting the dots of life. The title says, "Life has everything. All you need is to be able to connect the dots." But we all know when we're faced with challenges, all we want is for those challenges to be resolved so that we can move on with our lives. Most of us don't see that challenges actually brings a gift, that there's a joy in that. And each of us, our lives is fully contained. In other words, everything we need has been given to us when our soul takes and comes back into this physical form in this incarnation. So part of connecting the dots, or as we say in the biblical principle of discerning patterns, we can find in Psalm 119, verse 130, in the Christian scriptures, which says, "Understanding God's perspective, the unfolding of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple." This is what the psalm said. In other words, it means bringing light to seemingly random and disconnected events. In the book of Romans in the New Testament, chapter 8, verse 28, connecting the where God takes separate events, good and bad, and works them into a cohesive, purposeful picture for those who love him. He says, all things work together for the good of that individual. In the book of Proverbs 14, verse 6, and Hebrews 4, verse 12, this is what it says. Knowledge comes easily to the discerning, and the word of God acts as a tool to distinguish and connect spiritual truths, often providing clarity on what to do next. That is, that discerning patterns and wisdom that comes from challenges or from other things in our lives that we may overlook. In the Ecclesiastes 7:14, it encourages understanding that God mixes times of prosperity and adversity, forcing believers to trust his overall design rather than just immediate circumstances. And the last of these, what is beautifully said, is in the book of Genesis, the Old Testament, chapter 50, verse 20. And this is the story of Joseph, which most of us are very familiar with. It's the prime example of looking back and connecting the dots to see how difficult disparate events, that events that we think doesn't even connect, were intentionally arranged by God to fulfill a greater purpose. I'm sure Joseph didn't want to be sold into slavery. The brothers, they know there's God's hand in this, which later benefited them. So these are things where we connect the dots, where difficulties turns out to be a great blessings. Even though at that time, nobody thought of that. So Joseph is a great example of that. How difficult it is, there's joy. It brings goodness, it brings blessings. Now I'm going to end this with a story. A young boy left his home in search of truth. Because sometimes we all want to know the truth about our lives, about how things are, what's going to show up, what are we supposed to do, what's the next path. So this young boy left his home in search of truth. He met many people. He became richer in awareness of his ignorance. Because when darkness meets light, the darkness knows surely that it can never overcome light. A little candlelight will banish the darkness of a whole room. So as this young boy meets so many people, he begins to see that, oh, I don't really know much. Now, during his course of trying to find the truth, since people went to forest to meditate, he heard, oh, good, go and meditate. So he too went to a thick forest to meditate. Unfortunately for him, he didn't know how to meditate. So he screamed at the forest to give him knowledge, because he thought, okay, what are people? So for years, his only mantra was screaming at the forest to give him knowledge. He believed that if you are committed, existence will help you. Nature will help you. Fortunately for him, one day, a monk came to him. He asked, "What do you want, my son?" And the young man said, "I want to know what the meaning of life is," he replied. Then the monk said, "Okay, if you want to, then you need to go to town, leave the forest. Go to town, go to the town. The first three persons that you meet will give you the meaning of life," the monk replied. So the boy was happy. Finally, he will get to know. The boy went to the town. The first man he met was doing carpentry work. He's a carpenter. The next man he met was doing sheet metal work. S-H-E-E-T. The third man he met was making strings. Poor boy, he was so disappointed because he thought, well, the monk said, he will know the meaning of life. With his disappointment, he went and sat on the bank of a river. Suddenly, he heard the sweet strains of violin music. Something mysterious touched him in his heart. He suddenly got the answer he was looking for, and he started dancing. Now, remember, he met the carpenter, met the sheet metal, and then the person who does the strings. And to him, he couldn't connect the dots. Like, what's this? How does this give me the meaning of life? So now he found out, once he heard that violin, that the carpenter was preparing the wood for the violin. The sheet metal worker, S-H-E-E-T, was preparing metal for the strings. And the strings were meant for the violin. And when he heard that music, something went on. And when you look at those three things, you can tell Life has everything. All you need is to be able to connect the dots, the carpenter, the sheet metal, and the string maker. So we need to work out new combinations. And for that, we need creative perception. And that creative perception comes from the divine presence in us, because life has all the ingredients. So whatever we face, we should be creative by listening to our intuition. We should not let ourselves be feel victimized. So we might think that what is easy is beautiful, because we do. That what is easy is joy. If everything comes, we are a victim of such illusions. Difficulty has a joy. Discovery has a joy. Seeking out has such a joy. When we look at how this young man stayed in the forest shouting at it, "Give me knowledge," thinking that's how meditation is done. And then only to find that it wasn't. And even when the monk told him, and he felt disappointed, but later on he found out the monk was right, the first three people you meet. So it didn't really come easy for him right away. But whatever the difficulty he felt, it brought him joy, because out of those three things, the violin came and gave him the music of life. So we need to make sure and practice this. We have to change the notion that difficulty is pain. When we look at people who does exercise, there's difficulty because they are trying to achieve a goal, but also there's joy in putting their body to form into shape that they want. In sports, there's difficulty, but there is joy. In our relationships, when there is difficulty, we should treat it as joy. We need to reprogram our mind so that we can all of a sudden realize that life has everything we need. All we have to do is connect the dot. May the divine wisdom guide our ways, even in moments of difficulty, to see the joy that comes out of it. Amen.
Amen.